So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. Yo, what's going on, fellow fitness entrepreneurs? Trev Bucherri here, and welcome to Gym Profit Rocket Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Very grateful for that. Hey, today we get to talk about entrepreneurship and marriage and my breakthrough with my beautiful, amazing, incredible, wondrous superhero figure of a wife, and her name is Laura. And, you know, in all seriousness, I know I joke around a lot, but man, she's my rock. She's the best thing that's ever happened to me, and I've learned just so much from her. You know, I remember actually when I was a kid, you know, literally I was talking to my mom, and I remember this conversation very vividly. I wasn't even planning on sharing this, but here we go. I literally was crying to her because I was an overweight kid, and I was crying to her because I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to find, you know, someone, you know, and it was just, it was a worry for me as a kid. I was an overweight kid. And again, that confidence was just not there whatsoever. And she was just like, you are going to find someone who just thinks the world of you and just loves you so, so much. And this is her, Laura, man. She is just everything to me. She is my soulmate, hands down. So this goes out to you, hon, and just what you've taught me is just so invaluable. And, you know, this all starts with me, you know, being a school teacher. You know, she and I were actually just engaged. I was a school teacher. We had zero money. We had just moved into a new house. It was a small house, mind you. And we were happy. We were happy together, 100%. We were happy, but I was miserable. So I was happy, but I was miserable. I was happy in some areas of my life, but I was miserable in the fact that I was a school teacher and I just saw this wall. It was just that wall, and it was that ceiling or whatever you want to call it, to where it was like, you know what? I can't see myself doing this for the rest of my life. It was stuck between a rock and a hard place, and I didn't really know how to get out. I didn't really even think about getting out. I was just more residing to the fact that that's just how it was going to be, you know? So I remember I was actually finishing up school, and I was writing on the whiteboard the lesson for the next day, and it had been a really good day, you know, and I got a call from my fiance at the time, and that was actually out of the ordinary, you know, because I was going right home afterwards. But she gave me a call and she said, hey, you know, can you sit down? Are you sitting down? And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, and I thought she was gonna break up with me. I thought she was gonna call things off. So I was really taken aback. And you know how your body goes into that body tingle? I had that thing going on. I was like, oh my gosh, my teeth were tingling, you know? But she didn't say that. She said, I'm pregnant. And wow, that hit me. That hit me right there. And it was really just something that I was just like, whoa. For the first time, I was like, I can't keep doing what I'm doing. I need to make a jump. I need to make, you know, some action. I need to change my life here, because we are not going to survive as a family on a teacher's salary. We just weren't going to do it, you know, and I knew that. And I was personal training a bit on the side, but I was like, man, longevity, this is just not a good plan. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to open a gym. You know, that had been my vision. That had been my goal for such a long time. You know, and I thought about that. I had been personal training for 10 years previous to that. And I always had that. It was a pipe dream. It was a pipe dream. Oh, I'd love to open up a gym. I'd be badass at it. You know, it was like I was talking trash, you know, in that sense, kind of in my own mind, not to people out there. But I was kind of just like almost thought I was too cool for it. But in the fact, I was scared, you know. But I wanted to be that leader for my family. And now it was like, okay, here comes the family. Are you going to do this or not? You know, I wanted to be that leader. I wanted to provide. But the fact is, I had so much self-doubt. I had so much self-doubt. And I was so scared to do it, literally. And, you know, my fiance and I had talked about it. Laura and I had talked, and she's like, I would love to stay home. I would love to stay home. You know, she's a certified teacher as well. She's a certified English teacher. She had her master's. And at that point, you know, she was serving tables at a restaurant that we actually worked together at called the Roycroft in East Aurora, our hometown. And she's like, man, I would love to just stay home. I would love to stay home. And I was like, I want that for you too. Let's do it. You know, let's do it. Let's make that happen. You know, and I didn't know how I was going to provide, you know, but it was like, okay, I've got this idea. I think I'm going to do it, you know, but the reality is in my head, I was like, am I good enough? Am I going to be able to do this? You know, is this even going to work? What if it doesn't work? And then what? You know, I was planning on teaching, you know, keeping my teaching job and then doing this, you know, in terms of opening this business at the same time. So there was a semi-security there. But I had no idea, you know, so it was a complete chance. Then it happened. And it is the realization that, oh my God, I can't do both. Like it was 3 weeks literally before we were about to open the doors, you know, at my first brick and mortar location. I had done a test run in my basement. It actually went well. And I built this whole thing out and I was planning on hiring someone to run that business while I taught. And then I was going to do, you know, work the business at night. And I was like, oh my God, this is not going to work. It's not the same product. The person I was looking at hiring didn't even know the product. People wouldn't be satisfied with it. It wasn't me. The only person who could do it is me. And I realized that. So the very next day I went in and I quit my job and I put it all on the line. Here's the reality of it is that that includes the health insurance. So we had, we were newly engaged. We literally had gotten engaged. When I got that phone call, we had been engaged for 1 week. So the timing was fantastic on it. To tell you the truth, you know, I had gotten engaged and I found out a week later that we were pregnant. So actually we were pregnant before I actually proposed to her. So it was clutch. I'm so grateful for that, that worked out that way. And I didn't have to, you know, find out that we were pregnant and then be like, I had the ring the entire time, I swear, you know, but it was all on the line, you know, insurance and everything. It was like, we had just got a new house. We had just gotten engaged. We had a baby coming along the way and I dropped our health insurance. I dropped everything. And I said, I'm going in. You know, so I was busting my butt, and I was doing it all. I was the trainer, I was the admin, I was the manager, I was the salesperson, I was the marketer. One man show, one man business. I was getting up and I was teaching the 5 o'clock or 5:30 sessions in the morning, and I was teaching the last session at night every single day. I was doing every single one, which I know many of you do and many of you can relate to, and you're like, ah, big deal. You know, but for me, it was very real because I was just so inexperienced and I was so young and I was like, what am I doing? Am I doing this right? You know, and I was basically doing everything before I learned what delegation even was. And I felt like I was just drowning. I was drowning. And it was almost like that dream that I was like, oh, if I become this entrepreneur, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be great. Right. And it just wasn't, you know, because I had so much more to learn. So what happened as a result of that is I started resenting my wife, you know, and I'm being honest here, you know, it was a situation where in my mind, I was like, man, I'm doing everything. I'm running this business. I'm scared, you know, out of my mind. I'm doing everything. I'm not sleeping. I've got all this weight on my shoulder and you're staying home with our son. You know, that's what I thought in my mind. Shame on me right there. And I'm going to tell you what, I learned this and it was one of the best lessons of my life, you know, for humility. But that's what was going on in my mind. And I was miserable. When I got home, I was miserable. I did not hide it. I was a child. I was immature. I needed to grow up. I needed to be smacked. I was scared and I was taking it out on the people that I loved the most. I was taking it out on her. I was taking it on other people around me. And, you know, looking back, you know, I'm a bit ashamed of it, yet I know better at this point because I'm so grateful for it because of the growth that it's allotted me in my life, you know, since that moment. You know, the change really happened when I was having a conversation with my wife and she asked me this question and I'll never forget it. And it completely changed everything for me. She said, you know what? You don't have to do this. You could be doing absolutely anything you wanted. What do you want to do? Like, if you don't want to do this, don't do it. We'll figure it out. And honestly, I kind of went blank for a second because of the fact that I knew the answer. And I was like, honestly, I don't want to be doing anything else. I don't want to be doing anything else. And it was just like, boom. I remember like this drone went over me. I kind of just got a shiver just going back to that moment. And the moment was, I was like, dude, what are you doing? You know, like you're not appreciating what's actually happening here, you know, in terms of what your wife is doing for you. The fact that she has your child, she's taking care of your child. Who would you rather have take care of your child? You know, the fact is that if I said, hey, you know, quit this, we don't have to be doing this. I'll go back to working, you know, serving tables, and you can go back to whatever, you know what I mean? Try to get another teaching job or whatever. If you're miserable, let's make a change here. I was like, no, that's not what I want to do at all. I was not honoring the fact that she was the one who was watching my son, Gavin, you know, during the day. So it's something I didn't even have to worry about. She was taking care of me. She was preparing my meals and so on and so forth. She was taking care of every little thing in the household. And I was too ignorant to understand the significance of the beauty of that. Is that, you know, we had, you know, so that happened, you know, and it was just like, whoa, you know, okay. It completely changed my life. That question humbled me. It taught me humility. And it changed my life because my wife and I were able to actually have the conversation afterwards, literally very soon afterwards, probably after I, you know, pulled my pants back up and gathered myself, you know what I mean? Just because I'd been kind of taken to school there. But we had the conversation. And what it came down to is she was like, you work your butt off, you know, and provide for us. And I will work my butt off here and take care of us. And that is the relationship that we were able to come to an agreement on. And the beautiful thing is it wasn't sacrifice. It was what we both wanted, you know, and she said that, man, I'm in my podcast room and I'm sweating my butt off here. So, if you're wondering, no, I'm not nervous at all. I love being on camera. I do, but, there we go. Gotta look pretty here. But that was the agreement we came to. And it's still the agreement that we have today, which, God, it's amazing. I'm so grateful for it, you know, and we actually just celebrated our 10-year anniversary literally last night. And gosh, we've had that relationship of being that for each other, being those rocks for each other ever since. And I love my life, you know, I love my wife. I love my life, you know what I mean? Because of that. You know, and the biggest breakthrough in that moment when that happened, when she asked me that question and I answered it, I was like, man, I need to work on myself. You know, so because of my amazing wife, you know, she actually enabled me to discover that, wow, you need to really work on yourself, dude. You need to grow because you did not see that. You did not see what she was doing, which was enabling you to be able to live your dream and to be able to provide and be that leader that you wanted to. You were doing that and you were being a big old baby about it. That was the truth of what was happening. So it led me down this path of personal development. You know, that was my plan. I was like, okay, I'm going to start really studying. I need to really grow here as an individual. And a great friend of mine, Dr. Steve Novelli, he introduced me to a guy named John DeMartini. And, you know, this man, I went to my first seminar. It was called the Breakthrough Experience. And that was another life changer right there. Right away, you know, my marriage was not doing well. Yes, we had that conversation, you know, but again, I was still not manning up. I was still not owning up. And his work saved my marriage. It's work that I still do today. It's something that I practice every single day. I'm actually going for my recertification. I'm a certified facilitator in his work, and I have my recertification in 3 months. Love it so, so much. My wife is inundated in it. You know, but after going to that first seminar, I bought everything of his, and it just resonated so much with me that I was like, yes, yes. And it showed me my values. It showed me what was most important to me in my life and why I was behaving how I was and why I was spending the time doing what I was doing and avoiding other things because it wasn't as important to me. So I needed to actually delegate those areas that were not as important and concentrate on my areas of genius. You know, it was really what the big takeaway was for me there. And that was my plan, was to continue to educate and doing that on a day-to-day over time has accumulated into this wealth of knowledge, which can never be taken away from me. And because of this, my business has grown. I've grown significantly. My wife has grown. My kids have grown. They're inundated in this work. They know of this work. I'm actually bringing my oldest son to a DeMartini seminar this year, and he's already read, you know, his book. His book, it's called The Values Factor. You know, read that book. It's a great book. Excellent book, and it will really give you an inside look as to what this work is. But I'm kid you not, I bought every single one of his DVDs, every single one of his audio products, and I've listened to them over and over and over and over again because it's just so game-changing. Again, I'm so grateful for that humility and for that question that my marriage and my wife brought me to lead me to that personal development, which has made me a more complete person. And it's just transformed me into having that daily education. It's like my coffee. I love my coffee, but I love my education more. If I had to give up one, I'd give up the coffee. You know what I mean? Even though it has my beautiful family on it. Oh, that's me. Is my wife on here? She's here somewhere. Is she not? Oh, this one doesn't have it. I have another one with it. I'll bring her in next time. It's just been great. You know, it's been the greatest gift for me and really just being able to tell what I need. You know, I think that's one of the biggest gifts that I can do right now is I can actually tell what I need. If I'm off, I can tell really what area of life that is. And that's where I actually dedicate my study for that day or that week or however long I need it until I get out of that funk and then I move on. It's given me the greatest gift of humility, you know, to know the fact that, you know what, you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have all the answers right now. You just have to have the guts to say, I'm wrong. I need to actually educate on that. I need to find out better and then go and do the work. Go and do the work necessary to do it. That's what I've really learned through the combination of entrepreneurship and marriage. I'm so, so grateful for my wife. I'm so grateful for entrepreneurship, so grateful for my marriage and for that moment that completely changed everything for me. So there it is for today. I hope you got a ton out of this today. Thank you so, so much for joining me. Trev Bucherri here, Jim Profit Rocket. You have an incredible rest of your day. Take care.
For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri and be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.